Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In foreign markets Monday morning, the price of gold dipped to a 5-month low and silver declined to a 22-month low. This does not follow my general expectation of significantly higher gold and silver prices by the end of this year. Although I still expect higher prices by the end of this year, I also warned you in early February that when American stock markets are weak, the trend over the past several decades has been that gold and silver prices temporarily decline before they made significant price jumps. That is exactly what looks to be happening right now. The public is finally getting the sense that the U.S. government and Federal Reserve are serious about imposing rapid increases in the federal funds interest rate to pretend they are trying to rein in rising consumer prices. Higher interest rates mean lower profits for businesses, which has the effect of knocking down stock prices. Higher interest rates also helped push the U.S. dollar index last Thursday to a 20-year high. Since the Fed pushed up the federal funds interest rate by 0.5% 2 weeks ago, American stock indices have plummeted. Between the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's 500, Russell 2000, and NASDAQ, as of Monday morning, these indices were all down at least 12 to more than 26% year-to-date. Even Bitcoin was down 36% thus far in 2022. I made a correct short-term forecast that gold and silver prices would be suppressed in the week before the latest Fed meeting, but did not take into account the continuing fall along with stock prices in the 2 weeks since. As we saw in the pattern during the Great Recession and at the onset of the pandemic 2 years ago, temporarily weak gold and silver prices proved to be excellent bargain-buying opportunities, yielding huge profits within 1 to 3 years. While I anticipate that gold and silver prices will be higher at year-end than they are now, I also think they will be even higher next year. What actions will you take today? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.